Welcome to the Entertainment Dogger for the week of June 23rd. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and soccer-frustrated Melissa Hansen.
I am stupid Portugal. Or goal, whatever. Anyhow, yeah, I've been watching, that's what I've been doing. This week, watching a little bit of World Cup. And then I also started, after my scandal withdraws, I started watching The Bridge. The American version.
Oh,
FX show.
Okay.
It's based on a Swedish-Danish show. Crime thriller. And this American one stars Diane Kruger.
Oh, yeah, from
National
Inglourious
Treasure.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And National Treasure
stuff.
It's interesting. I'm liking it. So I'll give a full update.
Okay.
On it in a week or two when I finish off the series.
All right.
But I've started on that, so a little teaser there. And then I rewatched 21 Jump Street, the movie.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the series.
So I haven't seen 22 yet, but that's the plan.
All right.
So rewatch 21. It's such a good movie. Yeah, it's so shockingly good. It's so funny. You get all the complete sophomoric humor you expect.
Yeah.
They don't disappoint on that, but there's, like, the smart humor, too.
Okay.
And then there's, like, this just sweet heart to it.
Okay.
Surprisingly. Hmm. And they make fun of, you know, like, TV remake movies. And they make fun of action movies. And they totally, you know, are like, yep, this is a completely stupid idea. And this is, you know, nothing fresh and new. And but it ends up being fresh and new.
So it's not spoofy like a Wayans Brothers
movie. It's not spoofy. Okay. No, it's not a spoof.
All right.
But they, you know, wink and nod.
All
right. Kind of thing. Like, yeah, we know it's ridiculous. But, you know.
Yeah.
Just, it's a really good one. And I'm excited to see 22.
Nice. So. Well, I've been all up in the ass of summer theater. Jesus. We opened Arsenic and Old Lace. You know, we have 2 weeks. We have 2 weeks to rehearse a show. And then we open it. So we opened that this past weekend. And it actually went surprisingly well. Everything came off exceptionally well. So we got 2 more weeks of that. We started Music Man.
Yeah, so where is that? Give us the details. Everybody East Coast can come watch it.
Up at Hackmatack Playhouse in Berwick, Maine. It is one of the oldest summer stock theaters. They've been in business for almost 50 years now. So, it's great. And we started Music Man rehearsals on Saturday. I'm in the quartet. I'm singing baritone. And my voice is just trashed right now because I've been doing my Dr. Einstein voice. Excuse me. So my singing,
you know, trashed it is?
Yeah. My singing voice is it's a little rough at the moment. So I need to start working on getting that healthy again because all I'm going to be doing now for the next 2 weeks, well, then the rest of the summer, actually, because after we open Music Man, then we start rehearsals for Spamalot. So, yep, and I have an audition.
Baby.
And I have an audition tonight for Adam's Family, which starts rehearsals in July if I get that. So,
okay, then.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's
sing two and doing one, or doing one and rehearsing another.
Yep. This is my first time ever doing summer stock theater. And, I mean, we grew up with summer stock. I mean, the place up in Wisconsin, Northern Lights, I mean, it was something I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And never had a chance to because I was working full time. Now that I am, you know, doing my pseudo professional actor thing and still running the business on the side, I have the flexibility to be able to do this. So I took advantage of it. So it's been good. It's been fun.
Cool.
And we're just getting warmed up.
So
this past week at the box office, probably one of the softest weeks of the summer so far.
It is. And what the what?
Yeah.
Think Like a Man 2. Him in first place with $30 million?
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
I think it's an Eastwood movie? What? What? Okay. Anyhow. And then 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Came in second at $29 million. And then How to Train Your Dragon 2 at $25 million. So that's all right there in a row. And then we drop off fourth, Eastwood's Jersey Boys, $14 million.
Yeah, not very impressive.
Holy cannoli. That is not good. And then Maleficent rounds it out with $13 million.
Yeah.
And I was reading it's made like $500 million worldwide. It's Angelina Jolie's best picture ever.
Wow.
Yeah. worldwide, not U.S.
Yeah, well, and that's just it now. The box office, the global box office has become so impressive, and they've done such a job of cultivating Hollywood in these up-and-coming rising countries. I mean, China, they're building multiplexes left and right in China.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if a movie doesn't do well here, it can make huge bank overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So, Hollywood execs are loving their bank accounts these days.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll love it even more next week because Michael Bay's fourth Transformers movie, Age of Extinction, opens with Mark Wahlberg taking over.
Who cares? We don't get Thank God for Beef.
Nobody wants to see him anymore. He's a train wreck.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to see Megan Fox or Rosie Huntington-Wheatley or...
So yeah.
I'm sure they've got some new, hot little chica who's going to be in this one, but I don't know. It's going to make huge money. It's going to make more than... I bet you it'll make $100 million.
In the first weekend?
In the first week.
Week. Okay.
That would be my guess.
Okay.
And then two romantic comedies to round out his counter-programming. Paul Rudd and Amy Poehler star in David Wayne's They Came Together.
Aww.
Those of you who are a fan of The State or Wet Hot American Summer or any of David Wayne's offbeat movies are going to like this.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley star in the romantic comedy Begin Again, and she's an up-and-coming musician, and he's a record executive.
Yeah, that's kind of a bizarre pairing.
It is, but Mark is fantastic in anything he does.
Yeah, and I think it'll work, because they're both good in it. Yeah, it's just quirky enough, it just may work.
That's right. And then something that completely slipped under my radar, The Incredibles, Brad Bird's Pixar film,
mm-hmm.
is getting a 3D re-release.
Ugh.
And I was checking the local theaters just to see, and I couldn't find it anywhere, so I don't know if this is just a quick, you know, LA-New York thing, or if they're doing it around the country or what. But supposedly Brad is developing a sequel for Pixar.
Oh, good.
At least in the writing stages now. So.
Yeah.
Cool. Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, again, this time of year gets very soft for home video.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want everybody to go to the theaters to see stuff.
Right.
300, Rise of an Empire, which Dave Johnson just turned in his review. We will have that for you this week on Tuesday. The Beatles, A Hard Day's Night. Dick Lester's original black and white classic comes to Criterion Blu-ray this week. Star Trek The Next Generation Season 6 hits Blu-ray. Colin Farrell and Russell Crowe in A Winter's Tale. Oh, actually, it's just called Winter's Tale. And then Jake Gyllenhaal in Enemy, which is one of those semi-art house films that's gotten a lot of good buzz that didn't stay in the theaters for very long. Over at Redbox, Kevin Costner in 3 Days to Kill, Nick Cage in the family thriller Joe, Elizabeth Banks in Walk of Shame, and then Kaley Cuoco and Chris Klein
in
Authors Anonymous.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
At Netflix this week, Spike Lee's remake of the Korean thriller Old Boy, starring Josh Brolin, Kurt Russell in The Art of the Steel, Colin Firth in Devil's Knot, and Emile Hirsch in that TV version of Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you missed that, you can catch that at Netflix this week. Over on Hulu, God, I swear to God, I don't know how they find these movies. Gwyneth Paltrow and Joaquin Phoenix.
What?
Two Lovers.
Okay.
It's from 2009.
Hmm.
Michelle Williams and Seth Rogen in Take This Waltz.
Okay, then.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in, I think this was only his second film, Hercules in New York. And then the cult horror flick Troll Hunter, all available on Hulu this week. And that's all I've got for physical and streaming media.
Okay. But this week, Monday night, CBS has a special. It's Under the Dome, Inside Chester's Mill. It's like a recap of the first season and behind the scenes and stuff like that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this was just supposed to be a miniseries, and it did so well they kept going, right?
Yeah, I think they for sure was a miniseries they were going to see. So it's, now a new kind of short summer series.
All right.
So if you missed it, last summer, you can at least check up on it and find out what's happening in Chester's Mill. MTV Teen Wolf is back Monday nights. Uh-huh. And then there's a new reality show on CBS.
Yeah.
CeeLo Green's The Good Life.
Oh, no.
It's him and the Goody Mob getting back together.
Crying out loud.
Yep. All right, then. And then Monday premieres on HBO The Case Against Eight, which is a documentary about the Prop Eight case in California. Let's see. Tuesday night's new show on E! Called Botched. It's about bad plastic surgery.
Uh-huh. What?
It's about bad plastic surgery.
Okay.
And redoing it, fixing it, anyhow, whatever. Uh-huh. Covert Affairs is back in USA.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, Big Brother on CBS. And then NBC has a new show, Taxi Brooklyn. It's a cop show, but it's like a detective makes this deal with a cab driver to help her out. And okay. Anyhow, ABC Family has a couple new shows.
Okay.
Young and Hungry and Mystery Girls. Now, Mystery Girls, I kind of want to see.
Why?
It's Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth.
Oh, no.
And the setup is they play actresses who years ago starred in a show together where they solved mysteries. And now in real life, they're like solving mysteries.
Oh, my God.
She's Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth. Come on. Okay. Let's see. Also Wednesday, Wilfred is back on FX.
Oh. Shot in our old neighborhood of Venice Beach.
Yep. Thursday, New York Med, which is a reality show, is back on CBS.
Yeah.
And then Friday, I can't believe how long we've had to wait for this.
What?
On Disney, Girl Meets World.
Oh, that's right.
Cheers. Woohoo. Let's see. Sunday night, new show Reckless, which is a crime drama. And then Unforgettable is back. That's on CBS.
Yeah.
And on new HBO show, The Leftovers.
What's that?
It's based on a book. And it's, like, 3 years ago, people, like, millions of people suddenly vanished. And it's, like, this whole apocalyptic affair. But it's Justin Theroux stars in it. Jen Aniston's. But Amy Brenneman, Liv Tyler, and Christopher Eccleston.
Oh, my God.
So.
All right. Justin may be a decent writer, but he's a shitty actor. I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
He's cute. Whatever.
Ugh.
Anyhow. So, HBO Sunday night. The Leftovers.
Okay.
Is on. Music. This week, Fish has a new one.
Oh.
Fuego. And then Deadmau5. With 1-2.
All right.
Light My Fire, a classic rock salute to the Doors.
Ooh.
It's not like huge names, but anyway.
Right. Okay.
Doors Redone. And then, Chocolate and Jump Street, the soundtrack is out for that. And, Jersey Boys.
Ah.
Music from the motion picture and Broadway musical.
There you go.
So that is out. And it's been so long since we had to say his name. This week, we get to say it twice.
Oh, boy. James Patterson.
Yeah, with David Ellis has the thriller Invisible.
Yep.
And then also, he has another in that middle school series, Save Rafe is a new one in that.
I wonder if he does, like, a rubber stamp on his desk and people just throw, you know, manuscripts at him and he just stamps it with his name. It
could be. Okay, Rita Mae Brown has 23 in her Mrs. Murphy series, Nine Lives to Die. This is the one, like, the cat writes it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, anyhow, 23.
Moving on.
All right. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Ultimate Visual History, with a big coffee table book, is out this week. And then I Didn't Come Here to Make Friends, Confessions of a Reality Show Villain, Courtney Robertson, which she was a villain on, like, The Bachelor.
All right.
Stuff for you reality show people. There you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Theater. Rupert Grint.
Oh.
Following Harry Potter's footsteps. He is finally going to Broadway.
Nice.
He had done a West End show, but now on Broadway. Terrence McNally's revival, It's Only a Play.
Hmm.
So he is joining it along with Nathan Lane,
Matthew
Broderick, Megan Mullally, Stecker Channing, F. Murray Abraham.
Holy shit.
Now, that is a way to make your debut, huh?
Wow. Well, you know, he did the pilot for that show with Stephen Fry, and I thought, oh, my God, this is so fantastic, and it never got picked up.
Yeah. So, anyhow, if you are missing cute little Ron Weasley, you can head to Broadway, and that will go up at the Schoenfeld Theater October 9th.
Nice.
You got some time to make your plans to see that. Right. And then, let's see, you promoted your show already.
Yep.
And then this weekend, you can still see our very own Brett Cullum.
Oh, that's right.
Houston, Duel in a Desert at Theater Suburbia.
There you go.
That is still playing. So if you are in the Houston area, you can see Brett live and on stage.
That's a talent in this verdict cast. And our former writer, Mike Rubino, has still got his arcade theater going in Pittsburgh. So if you want to go see some great improv comedy, head over there. News this week. Looper and Brick writer-director Rian Johnson has been handed the keys to Star Wars Episodes 8 and 9. Cementing Kathleen Kennedy and Disney's commitment to putting the franchise in the hands of these young visionary directors. So he joins Godzilla's Gareth Edwards and Chronicles' Josh Trank as the new keepers of this flame. And so JJ is teeing it up and giving us episode 7, and then they're handing the franchise over to Rian, which is fantastic. I mean, Looper was a brilliant film.
It was really well done.
Yep. So I am very much looking forward to what they're going to be able to do with it. Now, it could be a disaster, but I'm hoping, given the talent that's involved in this, that they're going to be able to pull this off. Either way, it's going to make a ton of money. Yeah. I just hope for the fact that I love the franchise so much that... Although I say that, I love the classic franchise. The stuff that's come after, like Clone Wars and stuff, I really haven't paid any attention to. So maybe it's more nostalgia for me than anything else. Anyways, despite the problems surrounding Jupiter Ascending, Netflix has not lost faith in Larry and Lana Wachowski. Their production of J. Michael Straczynski's original 10-episode globe-trotting sci-fi series Sense8 now has a cast of 14, including Daryl Hannah, Naveen Andrews from Lost, Freema Ajian from Doctor Who, Terrence Mann from All My Children, and then rising trans woman actress Jamie Clayton.
Nice.
So that will be an early 2015 debut on Netflix. There are rumors, well, I shouldn't say rumors, there are hints that Doctor Who Series 8 will premiere August 23rd because there was a teaser for a new thriller series starring Martin, no, not Martin Freeman, John Sim. Which premieres that night, with that Saturday night, and what they usually do is have big premiere nights. So we know that Doctor Who is coming in August, so do the math, and that very well could be. But we'll wait for an official announcement on that. Going back to Netflix, Marvel's first Netflix original series, Daredevil, has signed two powerhouse actors. Law & Order Criminal Intent's Vincent D'Onofrio will bring life to the criminal mastermind Wilson Fisk, better known as the Kingpin, which I think is just absolutely brilliant. Inspired casting. He will eat this character alive. It's just going to be fun to watch. And then Rosario Dawson has been signed on to what they are cagingly referring to as a critical role in Matt Murdock's transition from blind lawyer to Daredevil, which may or may not want to lead one to believe that she could be playing Elektra.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see about that. More Netflix news. Martin Sheen has joined the cast of Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin's new comedy series.
Nice.
And Chelsea Handler has signed on for a new talk show and 5 comedy specials.
Yes.
So she will be the new mouth of Netflix. Cameron Crowe. This is going to be interesting. Cameron Crowe and J.J. Abrams are partnering on the new Showtime original series called Roadies. Which is a comedic look at the life of the crew handling a big-ticket rock and roll tour. Crowe will write and direct. Mm-hmm. My so-called life creator, Winnie Holtzman, is going to be the showrunner.
Nice.
And then Abrams' Bad Robot team is producing.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that could be one to watch. Mm-hmm. Universal has put the brakes on the next Bourne film, delaying the picture until 2016, with speculation that Matt Damon will return to the franchise as Jason Bourne. Jeremy Renner stepped in on the last picture to kind of take over, and there were references still to Jason's character, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. Meryl Streep dives back into the biopic waters, playing opera legend Maria Callas for director Mike Nichols in an HBO original film.
Nice.
And then we'll wrap up on good news. Comedian Tracy Morgan has been upgraded to fair condition and transferred to a New York rehab center to begin work on regaining full strength of his severely damaged leg in that horrible, horrible multi-car collision a couple weeks back. So that's all I've got for entertainment news.
Okay. Do yourself a favor. Go to Google.
Yeah.
Type in Kim Kardashian.
Oh, no.
Type in Simpsonized.
Oh, are you serious? Hang on a second.
Alexandra Palumbo has taken, like, a whole bunch of her famous shots, her selfies, and her Playboy and stuff.
No.
And Simpsonized them, which is, drew them in the style of The Simpsons.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of excellent.
All right, let's go. Oh, my God! the first one that came up for me was Brent Rockman or whatever his name is, the news guy sticking a microphone up her. Never mind. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh, do we have a contest this week?
We do. actually, you mentioned earlier 300 Rise of an Empire.
Oh, big contest.
Big contest. So that's from Warner Brothers Home Entertainment, and we are giving that away this week.
All right. Well, as always, thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, for listening to our podcast at DVDverdictPresents.com, and for at some point moving us over to DailyVerdict.com. But until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
To leave the city I love, the people I love, but I gotta follow the God I love. Goodbye.